Today we're going to talk about stress in a bit of a different way than we usually talk about it.
It is.
Because most of the time we think about stress as a negative, as something that is bad for us that we want to stay away from, when in fact, stress can be good or it can be bad.
Really, there are really two kinds.
Right.
When we talk about stress kills, which it certainly does, raises mm-hmm. blood pressure, causes all sorts of health and mental health problems. But there's good, I don't know how to divide this, good stress and bad stress, mm-hmm. which really is chronic stress
right.
versus, I don't know how to phrase this other one.
Adaptive stress.
Adaptive stress, because mm-hmm. short-term stress.
Right.
Chronic stress is the problem,
right.
because over time you produce corticosteroids and, mm-hmm. and that damages your brain and your body.
Right.
But there's an acute stress that actually can be helpful in mm-hmm. many ways. And so we have to remember that chronic stress is one issue, acute or short-term stress, temporary stress is a second issue, might be beneficial.
Right. Yeah, and that's where we get the title of today's podcast, Stress versus Distress.
Right.
So stress is a, and we'll talk more about the biology of stress tomorrow,
right.
but mm-hmm. when we think about what stress is, what it is, the function of stress,
right.
it is actually a very adaptive, necessary phenomenon.
Right. Yes.
We need stress because what stress tells us is that there's something wrong and we need to get to safety or we need to do some make some change in our environment.
Right. There's something in your environment that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you, it's sort of the sense that we have
right.
that something is not that gut feeling
right.
that we talk about, that something is not right and you need to do something.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So so that stress is very adaptive and it's very mm-hmm. necessary. Distress is as you were saying a moment ago,
right.
more chronic. This is stress that is causing an impairment, and usually it's because we are overwhelmed or in that stress response from far longer than we need to be, or over things that are not necessary.
Right. I think a good example, if you can imagine a Native American tribe in 1750 or 1800, mm-hmm. where they were living close to nature,
mm-hmm.
stress was really caused by hunger,
mm-hmm.
hunger or disease. But diseases in those years killed people.
Right.
They didn't have the mm-hmm. they didn't have the facilities to do anything about it.
Right.
Or the technology or the medications. So diseases usually killed.
Mm-hmm.
The other type was hunger.
Right.
Okay. And when you are hungry, it motivates you to do something. But that will create a chronic condition.
Mm-hmm.
The problem today is we have many ways
right.
that we keep stress in our lives.
Right.
And when we taught doctoral students, I would say to them, there's no primitive analogy to a PhD program
right.
or to going to medical school
yeah.
because you're there for 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 years. Think of a physician in training. That's 6 or 7 years of chronic day in, day out
mm-hmm.
stress of producing and being tested and being evaluated and making life and death decisions. That's a different kind of, that's a new kind of stress,
mm-hmm.
okay? And that can create problems
right.
In our bodies. But this other kind of stress actually gives us some advantage.
Right.
Okay. So and we have to use these things to our advantage. You have to know about them and you have to use them.
Right. Yeah. So the articles that we link to in today's show notes are from two sources that actually help us understand the benefits of stress and how to
right.
use stress to make us stronger, to make us better, to make us more informed and
right.
and to overall improve our level of functioning.
And this is stress versus distress.
Right.
Distress isn't right.
Okay. Right.
This is how to use stress to your benefit.
Right. And it, because we're gonna emphasize distress much of the rest of
That's
the week.
Later.
Right. So when we think about using stress to our benefit,
mm-hmm.
Again we're differentiating good stress from bad stress. And
right.
so when we think about good stress, one of the things that research has shown is that good stress improves our cognitive functioning.
Right, surprisingly.
Yeah.
You know, because...
And it, in a way, it hopefully will make sense
right.
that it improves our cognitive functioning because it puts us in situations where we have to make decisions and we have to problem solve and we
right.
have to do things that we know exercise some of those good cognitive functionings that mm-hmm. we want to foster.
Right. When you're under stress, your brain becomes a little bit better at what it normally mm-hmm. does. You know, we've all had that experience of, well, I can learn this stuff, but if I have a test tomorrow morning, I'm gonna learn it better.
Right.
The only thing you have to be careful of is our good friend, the Yerkes-Dodson law,
right?
Which, if you think of an inverted U, mm-hmm. okay, turning U upside down, a little bit of stress is good until you get anxiety, like test anxiety or performance anxiety, and then your performance goes down.
Right.
Okay. So think of an inverted U. As you move up one side,
mm-hmm.
your performance gets better. When I do talks, mm-hmm. you know, you get nervous. I do talks, and we both do workshops in front of 500 strangers. And you're always a little bit edgy, you're always a little mm-hmm. bit nervous. But that nervousness improves my performance, and I remember things that in a normal course of a day, I don't even know that I know.
Right.
But in front of a large audience, a little bit of stress, and it makes your performance better.
Exactly.
It makes your memory better.
Exactly.
Okay. So it enhances memory, enhances performance.
Yeah. Until it crosses that threshold at the top, and then your performance starts to go down as your anxiety is getting
higher. Because you're so anxious that it starts to interfere.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you have to balance that very well. So.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The second thing that, second benefit to good stress is that it can actually keep you healthy. It can help you dodge a cold.
I didn't know this about acute stress.
As you get into the fight or flight, mm-hmm. you know, again, we're differentiating acute adaptive stress from chronic distress because it's actually the opposite once it gets going too long.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, cortisol, for example, that is released when you're stressed is an anti-inflammatory.
Right.
And I mean, you know, when you go get a cortisol shot, for example, it's there to help relieve pain and pressure and things like that. And so when it's there temporarily, it can help, you know, help you fight off a cold. It can help you prevent some forms of illness, but it can't be there for too long because then it has an opposite effect.
And that's a very complicated metabolic process.
Right.
Because when you think of it, corticosteroids that we produce are sort of our body's ibuprofen or Aleve.
Right.
You know, this is your body's endogenous anti-inflammatory, mm-hmm. which can have a positive effect.
Right.
But you're not meant to do it every single day for weeks and months and years at a time. That's when it becomes damaging.
Right. Right.
But a little bit is okay. You actually produce something called interleukins.
Right.
That actually help you ward off. And we see this, you know, where I used to see this was with new brides.
Mm-hmm.
Weddings are very stressful events for some. And, you know, if you're planning a big wedding and you have all these decisions to make and you have two families that are getting together, it's very stressful. And everybody makes it through to the wedding and then they get sick on the honeymoon.
Right.
Okay? Because by then you've over. So your body has kept you going. There's somehow this mechanism keeps you going through the event itself. Mm-hmm. And then everybody falls apart. Everybody gets sick. Right?
Exactly.
So, or athletic competitions. Mm-hmm. You know, you're okay through the game, but then you get pneumonia after.
Right. Or around midterms and final
midterm
exams.
You know, absolutely. That's another good one. You know, you get through final exams and you go home to your parents and fall apart.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, the third thing, third benefit of good stress is that it makes you stronger. It
toughens
makes you more. We think of grit. You know, people who have grit are those who have endured stress and come out the other side a little bit more informed, a little bit tougher.
And we say to parents all the time, don't rescue your children from their calamities.
Mm-hmm.
Let them work through it, because in working through these stressful events, you become more confident, you become more resilient. You realize it's taken me a lifetime, but you realize that it's never as bad as it seems.
Right.
You can work through this stuff and make things better as you work through it. But that takes years of experiencing stressful events.
Right, exactly.
So let your children experience them. It'll be good for them.
Exactly. And then number four goes along with just exactly what you were just talking about, and it helps enhance child development.
You know, and there was another study mentioned, I think it's in this article, that a study was done at Johns Hopkins of pregnant women.
Mm-hmm.
that pregnant women who had mildly stressful pregnancies, right, their children did a little bit better developmentally, mm-hmm, than women who reported a calm plot.
Right.
I don't know what I would advise about that.
I don't know.
It's like a little bit of stress is okay, but too, right, much. And I don't know where that line is here. You know, they talk about a little bit, you know, you can have one glass of wine a day. I don't know where those lines are with pregnancy.
Right. And to me, and I didn't go in to look at that study.
Right.
But to me, there's so many additional factors.
So many other variables.
Because what parent reports no stress?
That's right. I mean,
so what's going on in that family where there's no stress at all?
Right.
That makes me very suspicious.
Right.
Because
right.
So, very rarely do you ever hear of a mother, a pregnant mother, describing no stress at all.
Right. Yeah. Maybe in the first 2 or 3 months.
Right.
You know, they're excited and it's positive, but by the end of the pregnancy, most people are saying, I've had enough fun for 9 months.
It's tough.
Right. So yeah. I'd be very careful with
right.
that one. But we know that it enhances child development for kids who have to struggle through things.
Right.
Right. So,
yeah.
And there's a second, we posted a
yeah.
second, but it's similar to these,
mm-hmm.
if you want to take a look at it. I think the one that they added was resilience.
Right.
It makes you more resilient.
Resilient, which is the right. same thing as being tough.
Right, being tough. Right.
But you know, enduring stress, because we all experience stress, but to endure stress helps us be able to endure the next round of stress that
That's
we
right.
experience. We're going to experience stress in our life.
Well, you should if you're always improving. If you're always
right.
testing yourself and you're always improving and you're always becoming a better version of yourself, you're going to encounter stress.
And again, let's be honest. If you live and engage in the world today, you're going to experience stress.
Right. Right.
Whether it's financial stress, whether it's relationship stress, whether it's stress about the state of the United States,
right.
as we talked about yesterday, or just humanitarian stress, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be, if you're going to experience some stress. And so
right.
the goal isn't to avoid all stress, because I don't know that that's really possible. The goal really is to make sure that when you experience stress, that you respond to it appropriately, that you manage it appropriately,
mm-hmm.
and that you resolve those issues so that you can then move on and leave that stressful state
right.
And return to homeostasis.
Yeah, in our practice, we talk to our families in terms of being well, getting
mm-hmm.
well, okay,
right.
being in good health. And good health means you have to sleep well, you have
mm-hmm.
to eat well, you have to exercise, and the fourth is stress management,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's managing your stress, not eliminating it.
Right.
Don't try to eliminate
right.
your stress, and don't try to eliminate your children's stress. Some stress is good.
Right.
It helps you to become stronger, physically and mentally and emotionally. So don't ever try to be stress-free.
Right.
Manage your stress. Don't try to eliminate it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, all right, that is it for today. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the biology of stress.
Of stress.
Which is... We always like to talk about biology a little bit. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.